Z-Mobile.
My father-in-law
and I bet you we don't speak 15 words, you know, a year. He never has like me, and it isn't anything necessarily about me. It's just I don't think anybody's been good enough to marry his daughter. But my sons-in-laws are two of my really, really, really good friends. I mean, we spend a lot of time together. We go hunting and shooting and hanging around. I mean, we really enjoy each other. Good to hear that. But yeah, I bet I don't say 15 words to my father-in-law a year. I don't know. He never has liked me. Like you say, he's never been good enough for his daughter. I gave her everything I can ever give her she's asked for, so I don't know what else to do. Back when I was 21 or 22, he offered to take me to Alaska on a fishing trip for about a week. And, of course, I about couldn't stand him. He was a lot of trouble for me and my wife, and I didn't go. I told him I couldn't get off work, but that's one of those decisions I've regretted, because that might have been what it took to kick us into a decent relationship. But you know, that's a lot of water under the bridge, so I can't do anything about that now. Hindsight 2020. Mine, he's never even tried. He wrote me off from the word go. Yeah. Morning, Andrew.
How y'all doing this morning?
You're pretty, but I'm doing well.
Yeah, me too. I'm just ready to be done with the day so I can take a day off tomorrow and then go back to work Saturday. Do what you gotta do. Well, I'm ready to go get my fun. Yeah, I know that.
You or you missing him?
It's not. He was crying pretty good, so I'm really hoping he's down there having a blast, but knowing him, he's probably home, see.
Knowing that'd be good for it. Hey guys, I'm coming into the black hole up here. Mike, I'll talk to you later. Are you going to be around? I'll catch you on the other side. If not, 73-KO4-8-6, and I'll be clear.
Down Friday, they're doing, you know, Friday's kind of their last open day. Nothing scheduled. So we head down, and I guess we get to spend some time with him and eat supper with him, and then we'll bring him back with us instead of him coming back Saturday morning. Below Atlanta. It's called Camp Bird Adams.
Never heard of that one before, but that's good.
They really jam up from what I've seen. I guess just because Coca-Cola sponsored it, but I don't know. Like I said, I hope he's having fun. I hope he's had a blast this time. I mean, he got to go do some stuff for his next rank and do canoeing or kayaking or something, and they got this nice pool, so hopefully he's had fun. I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Home on Father's Day, was he?
Saturday or Sunday morning, and we had to have him at the pickup place, whatever school it was, and they drove off right around 9:30. My Father's Day gift, I think Saturday, if I remember. That was a little side swiper bug, cootie, whatever, CW Morse code paddle.
Code, or you already got it down?
Still, but yeah, I'm trying.
Daughter, she learned it, but she don't even have her license. Trying to get the girls in the family to get licensed, but good grief, it's like pushing a rope uphill.
My wife, she, I guess she heard me talking, I don't know, she got it in her head she wanted to try, and she'll get on the study guide, it just goes well over her head. So the guide I read, which is like the no-nonsense technician's guide or something, really good. I thought it was great because you give you material to go along with the question. And she's like, no, I can't do it.
To about three classes, a friend of ours is teaching, and they have a pretty good-sized class. But then something happened with her schedule, and she wasn't able to make it for about three classes, and she ended up just, you know, kicking it to the wind.
Understand that. I try to get my boys in on it, man. It's hard to get them. It's hard to compete with the Xboxes and the cell phones and stuff. To get them on the radio now is to give them a, you know, a little FRS radio. We can talk while we're at the beach or something.
Running
good. I still got to replace the glow plugs in it, but I mean it runs good. I keep thinking about trading it or getting something else. I just can't pull the trigger on it because it's paid for. Right now, like today, I'm driving to work in my company lease car.
A secret antenna on it.
See, that's what I'm talking on right now. That and my little 20 watt amp. Prices are so high right now, I don't even want to look.
Hey, I would even start not with this economy. It's kind of, you know, falsely propped up. I'm just telling you, I don't trust any. There's no way I'd go in debt for a vehicle.
And right now, you know, you get the other side of it where everything's super high because I don't know why everybody's buying everything up. I don't get that at all. So many people out of work.
Get it.
Somehow we're selling everything we can build. So I don't know. There's some people buying something. It got much longer we find out how many people want to actually go back to work. Or at least make some money anyway. Once they cut that federal check off.
When they supposed to do that?
At the end of this month.
Paper to federal in Saturday. Good. I gotta get out and do my apartment. So 7-3 to both of you. Hopefully catch you in the morning. Okay, I'm pouring that be clear. And 7-3 to you. Enjoy that coffee today. Chat at you in the morning. Lord willing. KK4NXC.
Ed, be safe out there. KO4CF. Some article, they talk about, you know, Harvard study or whatever. They said the cutting that funds off won't help people go back to work. Still, that has nothing to do with
it. What are they saying?
Fear of sick, you know, getting COVID.
I had a guy that went on disability, or not disability, workman's comp. He'd hurt himself and couldn't. He ended up getting surgery. But then after he got surgery, he just didn't want to work, and I was talking to workman's comp, because we made a place for him, a sedimentary paperwork job. He just needed one arm to do, but he wouldn't come in and do it. And she was telling me that there is a psychological, there's a term for it, and I don't know what it is, but there's a psychological effect on people when they can stay out of work for a period of time and get paid for it, that they just can't get their mind wrapped back around working for their money. And they said they face it on a daily basis.
I really believe that. I'm sure you have the two different mentalities, you know, the ones like you're talking about, and then you get the other ones that are just bored out of their mind and ready to go back to work. That's the way it was. I had both my shoulders operated on because, you know, built cars is not good long term. And after about 3 months, I mean, I'm ready to go back. It's just like, holy crap, I don't want to do this anymore.
That'd be about me. I couldn't handle just going, hanging around the house.
gonna get tired of it. I mean, and I don't know, something about it. I just couldn't do it for so long. I mean, I was definitely ready to get back. And there's only so many times you can go to McDonald's and stuff for breakfast. Just get tired of it. But I was ready to go back both times.
Like a menial job, I'd get bored with it just like sitting at the house, but something that was a little challenging.
So did that guy ever come back, or did they cut him off, or what?
They've got plans of cutting him off. I mean, he's been out since November of last year, but they're working on cutting him off now. But it's still just, I mean, that's crazy.
Crazy. Well, probably just, I don't know, maybe cut him a check or something and say, all right, here's the rest of your money. You get so much per body part or per whatever, if they're willing to pay out anyway, they're not going above and beyond that.
There he is.
Good morning, guys. Good to hear you, Mike.
Back in here, I was driving my wife's car this week, and I was coming home yesterday, and the strut broke on the left front. That was a little scary, but I got it worked into a fella's place along the way there, my travels, and I'm going to try to get the parts today to fix that.
Heater valves, is it?
My car now. Now, come winter time might be, I might have to move this radio into my truck. But, you know, it only takes an hour to fix this thing. And I just need to get down to it. But, you know, I got a little busy schedule. And I'll have to fix my wife's car. I'm just glad I was in it. She was supposed to have it yesterday, and I needed it. And so she ended up staying home. But, that would have been scary for her.
Scary for sure.
Pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to have to take this super top secret antenna off the top of my car, and we'll holler at you. Probably not tomorrow morning, because we're headed to Georgia, but maybe at least next week. So this is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3 to both of y'all.
You're James Bond, my friend. You have a good one. 7-3s have a safe trip. KK4NXZ.
Have a good one, and be safe going to Georgia. We'll catch you another day. KN4TFW.
It's Andrew, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Ken.
What again, Mike?
We definitely need to seriously look at planning that. 4th of July is coming up. That's definitely out for me. I got a, you know, a packed weekend there. It'd have to be after the 4th.
In July, I think we're going to run up to Michigan for a few days and see my son up there.
But toward the end of July, I don't have anything scheduled.
Be open.
Text and throw a weekend, a date out there one Saturday and see if everybody's free. I'll try to do that in the next couple of days.
This is good with me. I'm ready to get together again.
Feather, I am destinated. You guys have a fantastic day. Be safe in your travels. Enjoy your work. The labor that you put your hands to, and hopefully we'll catch you tomorrow morning. I don't know about you, Patrick, but have a good one. 7-3s to both of you. KK4NXZ clear.
7-3, Mike. You have a good one. Tell Miss Shelley we said hey, and look forward to catching you another time. KN4TFW.
7-3, Mike. You have a good day. Productive. Fun at it.
Night for me. We went to the Mexican restaurant for just a little bit, but that was about it. for a disappointment there. It's always awesome. I guarantee you, it's the best Mexican restaurant around. No doubt about it. It's always packed out, and that, so you can't beat it.
Had a try this summer with the wife. She likes that kind of food.
I can't beat it. I mean, everybody there is a regular, and the owner, he's awesome. Since like 68.
Pretty good time for a restaurant anymore.
It's hard to make it in a restaurant business in this town because there's so many, but man, they make it good, and they're only open 25 hours a week.
That's something to do with it, the limit of availability. And people, and making it good, and people just flock to it.
And pre-COVID, they didn't open until 5, but now they're opening at 4. I think they're closing a little bit earlier. Whenever business dies down, that's when they close.
I'm glad somebody's doing good. The restaurants up here around the house, I'm not impressed with any of them.
It's really good. It's fresh homemade salsa. It's not any out of a jar that looks like tomato sauce.
This summer may have to try that out with the wife if she wants to. She rides with me a lot during the summertime, so it gives us opportunity to experience things like that.
Sometime we'll meet you over there. We usually go on like a Wednesday or a Thursday.
My wife don't like to go with me on Thursday. I get up too early.
Can't blame her on that one.
Today, if everything's busy and like it normally was, I'm usually out. Don't get home till close to 9 o'clock. Leaving at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's a long day.
At least you're getting that overtime for it, right? This red light here at Highway 14.
Wade Hampton, where 14 crosses. What do you mean? I'll hit that one this afternoon.
Be that long, you know what I mean, or this early in the morning anyway.
And there's a lot of traffic coming off 14 there from either direction. So I guess that's what causes it. They're just trying to keep that from backing up too far. But I've seen it backed up all the way out to the carpet place out there, I believe it is.
You don't go down that way too often anymore.
Down that way much anymore. I got a shop out there, but they're never there, so I just quit messing with them.
Yeah, that way is to go to that battery place.
Or HGX Friday. Yeah, there's a couple of shops out there, the Tractor Place, that little shop there behind the Willis, and then there's another one out one of the little side roads there. Like I say, the Tractor Place is there, but they never buy anything. But the other two shops, it's like they only work like 1 hour a day, and I never can figure out which hour it is.
But how they stay in business, right?
I don't know. I don't get it. That's been the biggest culture shock for me when I started this business was the work ethic of people or the lack thereof.
The old days when, you know, the businesses were always open, you know what I mean? They were there for the hours that they said they were going to be.
These shops here, they're running their business like a hobby is what I call it. If they don't have any work, they think it's okay just to close up and go home. Well, if you're never there, people can't come and talk to you and drop their cars off and schedule appointments. So, I mean, how do you think you're going to get any more business?
Yeah, just like Mike said, you know, his wife's car broke a strut and that needed to pull in someplace to get it repaired.
I don't understand it. And then they fuss at me or because they're not there, and I quit coming. And I flat tell them, I said, well, unless you're going to start working from 8 to 5, where I can find you here, I'm not messing with you. I'm not wasting my time. Why should I put money into your shop and invest my time and money into you when you won't invest in yourself?
Yeah.
Now, well, this is my business, and I'll run it the way I want to. And I said, yeah, that's fine. I'm running mine the way I want to, too. Not with you.
And wreck here at 29 and 80.
Surprise, somebody trying to run a red light.
That two turning lanes to turn on the 80, you know, headed out towards BMW and that. And the guy in the inside lane, when he made the turn, he crossed over to the outside and right in front of somebody.
On the road.
Where? Here this morning.
In here earlier, he's doing his retirement home, I believe is what he said. Then he had to get out and do something else. He ought to be back here shortly. He's running about an hour and a half behind, so he said the bad driver quit last night. So that put him way behind.
Well, now the problem is, can you find another driver?
What we're going to do, I heard yesterday that the federal government extended the unemployment from the federal government part of it.
I haven't heard that, but at least maybe, you know, some of the states like South Carolina have enough sense to just not take it, and, you know what I mean, and discontinue it so everybody can get back to work.
Hope so. We desperately need people to get back to work and quit spending all this money on who knows what. I was listening to the radio yesterday or earlier this week, and they said like $400 billion of all that money that they'd spent on unemployment and stuff like that had went to fraudulent claims. I'm like, how are we not checking this stuff, people? Why are we not doing a better job managing our money?
People that are supposed to be the checkers and everything, they're the people that are on the bottom of the totem pole.
Worried about is how they can get an edge on somebody. They're not going after people that they know or anything like that. You know, it's our system is just so corrupt anymore all the way around, everywhere you look.
I saw part of Biden's plan for gun control was cracking down on dealers that were doing things they wasn't supposed to be doing. And it's like, really? That's probably what, maybe 1% of all of them? You need to crack down on the judges that are letting the criminals get away with anything.
Be quit giving them a slap on the hand and actually start putting them in jail and, you know, hard labor, making them pay their own way and earn, you know, the right to be back into society instead of just kicking them out. Oh, done. We ain't got room for you no more.
You know, kids today, they're out there, you know, working and trying to educate themselves and everything and paying for college, and then you're giving a criminal a free education. That's bull.
The habitual offenders back out to do it again. If they're going to do it more than once or twice, they're going to keep doing it. So why let them back out? Period. Just like this poor teacher that lost her life up in the Traveler's Rest. Habitual offender. Driving on a suspended license third or fourth time. DUIs. I mean, just ridiculous.
Room with no windows or anything, and you'd stay in there for your time. I guarantee you, you wouldn't want to get back in there.
I say bring back the chain gangs where they're out here on the side of the road with sling blades. No weed eaters, no lawnmowers, a sling blade. And if we need gravel, haul it into the yard. There's your exercise. I need 3/4 stone out of that.
That'll stop them.
Into a place they don't want to go.
Go back there because regular life is too hard. There's definitely something wrong, right? KN4TFW.
Yeah, it's not a place to get away where, you know, oh, I don't want to be around anybody that is in my life. They can't get to me and tell me how to live. It's not that. And there's no comfort here. For HGX Friday. Well, it looks like I'm going to miss most of field day this year.
You to pick up your new truck?
As of right now, that's the plan.
Work right.
Not 100% yet. I'm hoping to get it today. That way I can get it all taken care of Friday before I leave. If not, I've got to figure out if I can drive this truck back without a tag or not, and just a bill of sale. So I got to look into that today also.
Not too long as you got insurance on it, I would think. And that, you sure the truck's going to be everything it's supposed to be?
All I've seen is pictures of it. That's all I can go off of, but I'm just hoping the guy's honest and says what, you know, didn't lie to me. But I don't know for sure. Yeah, I'm excited to be getting a truck and nervous at the same time, because I don't know what I'm getting exactly. And I'm having to pay as much for a used one as I could buy a new one, but I can't afford to wait.
How long you'd have to wait, and that man, that all the lots are just looking pitiful.
Distributor in our group up here in the upstate, he ordered a new truck. I don't know, probably about the same time mine got hit, and his is supposedly out just now having the box put on it, which is still about, I don't know, 2 months out after they get it back from that, if not longer.
Special about the truck?
Nothing special about the chassis or anything like that. It's just a regular chassis. It's the boxes and stuff we have put on them and all the interior. That stuff just takes time. It's like building a custom motorhome without a bathroom in it.
You need it just the way you... You want it just so it'll be more efficient for you.
Cookie cutter ones, they call them starter trucks, and we can get those fairly easy. The problem is the shelves don't hold up. They pull off the wall. With the weight we're putting in them on the shelves start breaking. The wiring's not the same. It just doesn't have, it's like going to buy an entry level motor home, and that's what it is.
Cloudy out from here. Is it supposed to rain today?
I don't know. I hadn't even looked, to be honest with you. But it looks cloudy over here where I'm at, coming down 290 now also.
And well, but there ain't gonna be no chance of seeing that.
Clears up today. But I hadn't heard of any rain, but I don't know. I didn't pay attention to the weather either. Any plans for this weekend other than trying to work field day a little bit?
Mama's off on Sunday, so I don't know. We might do something there, but I don't know for sure.
I figured Ed'd be back in here by now. He's been off for, I don't know, about 45 minutes now.
Close to being done with the apartment. One of his sons will call on that, and he'll take the phone call.
Blame him at all for that. Mine don't do. He's like me on that one. If he calls on the phone, it's what you need, and let's go. I'm off of here.
Don't call me that often either.
That surprises me about the radio. I hate talking on telephone, but I don't mind talking on the radio at all.
Call you on the phone and they wanting something, right?
That's it. I guess that's what every time I hear the phone ring, that's somebody else wanting something.
We use some Motorola hand talkies out there at work, and that, and the one model we have is, it's been discontinued for a while, and now they're starting to, they're discontinuing the batteries for it, and they can't get it fixed, so I have to switch over to the newer models. I wonder how hard it's going to be to get some newer ones.
What kind of Motorola are you using? One of the old big black bricks?
It's black and everything, but it's a, what is it, their 6,000 and 7,000 series.
I've got a couple of good batteries for some of Motorola's older radios like that at the house. If they'll work, you're welcome to them. You can have them. You can actually have the two radios I got
programmed for what we got and everything. They're the VHF models.
Not sure which one these are. I'd have to go look again when the plant shut down. They give them to us and say, here, just take them with you.
To use on your property out there.
Charger for them is my problem. I've got the other stuff, but no charger, so.
Yeah, I bet you can find a charger, though.
And just to get my wife used to using the radio, I got my GMRS license. And when I'm around the house, I'll leave my cell phone in there and I'll carry one of those radios with me, so if she wants me, she has to holler at me on that. Kind of forcing her to use it a little bit so she gets used to it.
I hear you.
If I drop that radio, it's no great loss. If I drop my $1,000 cell phone, it's a little different story.
They're ridiculous in price nowadays.
Okay, and 4 and 18 mobile. How you doing?
Yeah, we figured you should be about popping on. We were talking about you.
Pretty good because my ears weren't burning. It's been good that y'all were talking about because my ears were not burning.
We were figuring you should be about done with the apartment.
Bye.
See you later.
Get Ed to ask his son if what the laws were about driving that truck back, since he's done the law enforcement on that part of it.
At the scale house?
I'm not 100% sure on that one either. I don't think so, seeing how I'm under 26,000 pounds, but who knows when you're in a different state what they require.
I'll find out.
Get that, Ed. If you could let me know that, that would be greatly appreciated. And I got to come through the mostly Tennessee and North Carolina, just a little bit of Missouri.
Out the roads.
And out. And probably just like they are right here.
I was out there, wasn't nothing but concrete and tax job was tar.
Probably about 75% of the trip will be on Interstate 40 through North Carolina and Tennessee. And then I got to cut north on 55.
55 is a rough one.
Out that air ride seat.
I found me some sockets that are designed to take the heat of the 9007 bulb, because it mentioned in the description that's what it's designed for, and to stop socket meltdown.
Tried it already? Is that what you're telling me?
Ordered, I pick them up this morning.
Help you out, as long as they'll fit in your headlight now, but I'm pretty sure they're exact same, just different wattage on that.
Sockets itself, and he ordered them for my truck, so they had them, they didn't have them in stock, but he got me two on the way, and they're supposed to be in today.
So maybe that'll help you out. If not, let me know, and we'll try to figure out something else so you don't have to quit burning out headlight sockets. That's not a good thing to be doing.
Yep, I'm just going to hang a couple of lanterns out on the front bumper and go for that way.
That's what kind of connection you're using there, too, when you put them back in. Preferably solder that so that it doesn't build resistance in it. Some of these butt connectors will increase the resistance, and that'll cause a heat problem also.
I will break out those soldering irons. I thought about soldering it, the other ones, but old lazy me never got around to it.
I ain't even soldered my antenna yet. It's been up, what, a year and a half?
Thing on that antenna you got, not the way you're getting out.
Ken, I was doing a little research the other day and run across something that may help us talk on 10 meters if you wanted to figure it out. But it's changing your antenna, and I know you don't want to do that. But maybe I could try it since mine's not up the way I want it. And that's how you get the takeoff angle. If it's real steep, it goes straight up and straight back down. So that way it might hit you at as close as you are on 10 meters or 6 meters there from where I'm at.
Be hard. It had to be, what, pretty close to parallel and lower to the ground, get you a steeper angle, right?
Roger that.
Room to get parallel.
I do or not, that's what I say, I'm going to have to see if I do or not. Give it a try. Like I said, I got to do some work on mine anyway. Seeing how I'm going to be here a little longer than what I wanted to be, so might give it a try.
Get me another one, like a couple of ham sticks that you put out, you know, across from each other, and that they make an octopus antenna. I thought about it.
When I was reading on that 2-meter sideband stuff, that's how they get the takeoff angles and stuff on it to work. So I thought it was pretty interesting. You know, and then N4XL, I believe it was, Kevin, he's mentioned it a couple of times. So I've been just reading here and there what I can, trying to understand it.
That 2-meter single sideband?
Have a horizontally polarized antenna to start with, and I don't have one. You can do it on vertical, but it doesn't get the same performance. So that's what I'm looking at. But you can get one of those, and you can make one of those antennas real easy and real cheap. So I may try doing that here for long, just to see how it does. Just another part of the hobby to play with.
So I've made it inside the gate, so I'm going to say 73 to both of you, and look forward to catching you in the morning or maybe this afternoon. KN4TFW, 73.
Thanks, Ken, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. Have a good day. You getting close to being done?
An hour left. Give or take a few.
That stinks. I know you're ready to get home after a long night, but maybe you can get it done a little quicker.
The problem solved itself, so hopefully things will be a lot better now.
So, I know it puts a drag on everybody when somebody won't do their job, causing them to have to work harder at theirs or problems with their job. But, Ed, I am pulling into the parking lot of my first stop, so I'm going to have to say 73s myself. But I'll be around in and out, so if you need somebody to talk to, just give me a shout. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
And I'll be here, so if you get back on, give me a holler. And if I'm done before you get back, 73s to you, and I'll catch you tomorrow. So KM4 and AP will be clear.